Most people know so little about a covenant. I have a healing covenant with him. I do not own sickness or disease. I refuse to do that. Now, I understand that there's different levels of what people have heard, but I do it as kindly as I can. But I'm not gonna let you get away with that around me. That's my job, is to remind you that we have a covenant with God. It's a healing covenant. It's a prosperity covenant. It is a wellness covenant. It is a life covenant. And it can never be broken because it's between God the Father and Jesus, his resurrected Son, and we got in on it. Amen. And part of the blood back promise of it, that if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Believe it. Now, he didn't say, as soon as you feel good about it. Did you notice what a lack of physical feeling there is in all this? Now, don't put feelings down. Feelings are important. But understand and know this. Here we are back again. But let me finish showing you this and you'll see what I'm talking about. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and, now all of this, and, you understand there's an and there? All of this is conditional. And the very God of peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, sanctify you or separate you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you and also will do it. We were in that seminar that afternoon, and Brother Hagin brought that out. He said the soul and the spirit are not the same thing. Well, I thought they were. I'd heard that. Not according to this. Spirit, that's first. Soul, which is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotion. That's the soulish part of you. And your body. And actually, if you go to the first covenant, it doesn't say anything about burying your body. It talks about burying your bones. Because your body's going to decay away. Your old bones are going to be there. Amen. My bones will be there. Amen. Bones. All right, some good bones. Amen. So these little things make a big difference. And after we got out of that service that afternoon, I said, Gloria, look at that. I said, that divides it up properly. Now I understand some things. And I understand that we're dealing with this spirit man. And I remember I really didn't want to go back to school because I'd had so many different things happen that were unsuccessful and so forth. And I really didn't want to go back to Oral Roberts University. But then I realized that I have to go back. But it broke. You know what I was going to do. So the 24th of January, 1967, the month before I turned 30 years old, and that was a miracle how we, a lot of miracles going on there. I just fell on the floor the night before I was supposed to register and just began praying in the spirit as hard and fast as I could. I told Gloria, I said, I don't know what we're going to do. Before I told her, I said, we go up there with these two small children, we're going to starve out. She said, Kenneth, we're starving now. We might as well starve in the will of God as that. Okay. I'm still talking about spirit, soul, and body. I had no clue back there then. None. So I just fell in the floor. I knew I was supposed to be there. I told Gloria, I said, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do anything but fly airplanes. And I don't have a clue what to do. But I'm supposed to be here. I said, I'm going in the bedroom there and I'm going to pray if it takes all night long. I just fell on the floor and just started praying in the Spirit as hard and fast as I could. And I thought, well, I wonder if I'd be quiet here, he'd say something to me. And I mean, it hit me so hard inside me. To me, it was just like it was audible. I mean, well, it's about time. I hadn't been able to get a word in edgewise. Get up on your feet. I was shaking all over, and I just stood there at a brace. I mean, I hit a military brace standing right there in that little bedroom shaking all over. And I heard it on the inside. I called you here, and I'll take care of you here. Your ministry starts here. He said, they can't make a minister out of you. I've already made a minister out of you. All they can do is teach and train you. And it... Whew. So, glory to God. So, I went in, registered for classes and everything. Don't know of a dime in the world. I'll take care of you here. Mrs. Campbell is writing my bill for the first quarter. I said, Mrs. Campbell, may I make a collect call? Sure, dial 9. She's still typing on the machine. And Campbell is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I call my dad. He said, where are you? Well, he knew. I said, I'm in the registrar's office here at ORU. He said, Eddie Matthews came by the yesterday. Now, Eddie Matthews was a building contractor. And we knew him and my dad particularly through the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. My dad was secretary of the chapter there in Fort Worth. And just all of a sudden, he goes to my dad's office and gives him a check and said, this is for Kenneth's ministry. He had no idea where I was or what I was doing. I said, Daddy, how much is it? Well, it's $365 or so in change, whatever it was. Well, once I took my tithe out, it paid for everything. I had 15 cents left. And I thought, well, we'll just buy us a candy bar and go broke again. God said he'd take care of us here. I'm talking about covenant now, and I'm talking about faith. I didn't know much about it, but I was walking by faith. I just got shoved into it. But the moment Gloria and I both got saved, we started looking about faith. I read that over in the book of Hebrews. I said, Gloria, look at this. This is the Hall of Fame. If we could get this faith, think about what we could do with this. She said, oh, where do we get it? I said, I have no idea. I hadn't gotten over to Romans 10 yet. One of my first books, I was walking across the campus and it said, Roaming Through Romans. I thought, maybe I better read Romans first. I'd never read it before I get into class. Well, I walked out in front of the Learning Resource Center and my feet stuck to the floor. I just dropped down. I said, what is it, Lord? Go up to the 6th floor. Now, in orientation, students not supposed to go up there. Brother Robert's office up there. Dean Messick's office is up there. Ron Smith's office up there. No, don't do that. I said, Lord, I can't do that. That's the Vatican. I don't just, anyway. They work for me. You go up there. My feet came undone. I could have said, no, I'm not supposed to go up there and I'm not going. I'd have been in trouble again. I don't, faith doesn't mean anything to me yet. So I'm believing, I sure believe what my dad said. And I sure believe what's happening to me. So I didn't have the nerve. I pushed the fifth floor and it just a big old empty room. But this is the first year of Oral Roberts University and it was the library. They just didn't have anything in there yet. He said inside me, I said the sixth floor. I was shaking and trembling. And I walked up, but I was 30 years old. Gloria said I was the oldest freshman in the world. I walked up to Ruth Rook's desk. Of course, I didn't know who she was then. I said, my name's Kenneth Copeland. I just registered as a student here. I'm a commercially rated pilot. And I understand this ministry uses airplanes, and I need all the help I can get. She said, well, tell Dr. Messick. And I did. He just grunted at me and walked on. I asked Richard later, I said, do you think Dr. Messick ever smiled? He said, not that I knew he did. He's a great man. He's an educator. But he just didn't have time for me. He didn't care whether I did or not. Oral Roberts had walked up behind me, and I didn't know it. I turned around, and he said, I'm Oral Roberts. I actually did that. Yes, sir. He said, I understand you're a commercially rated pilot. I said, yes, sir. Can you handle our airplane? I said, yes, sir. I didn't know what it was, but I knew I was going to be in the right seat of whatever it was. But I had all my ratings and everything. If they show me how to start the thing, I'd do all right. I was co-pilot. He said, 2 weeks, now listen, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before, that's about the time I was squalling around about this thing, not knowing what in the world am I going to do here. 2 weeks ago, I started to hire a new co-pilot, but the Spirit of God said, no, there's a student coming that's supposed to have the job. And it was me. And he said, you're my man. Little did I know, it started a relationship with a man of God that lasted until he went home to be with the Lord. The family, Richard and Lindsay, we're partners with them, Richard and Lindsay Roberts. And Kelly's daughter, Lindsay, was named after Lindsay Roberts. But it all started that day in the first act of faith in my life. A lot of experiences happened after that. The point is this. We can find this in the book of Hebrews. Now, the book of Hebrews is a faith book. Now, I'm going to read in this 11th chapter from the Amplified Classic translation. And they can put it up on the screen there. In fact, I'll just use that and I'll speak from it. Now look at this. Now, say now.
Now.
That's where you start. Faith is now. If it isn't now, and we'll see it here, hope is in the future. Not wishing. Real Bible hope based on the covenant promises of God. I will have that. but it takes faith as the catalyst. Now look at that. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. You notice that? The title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses.
That's so powerful. Praise God.
Now that's what faith is. It's an invisible force, but it is the power force. It is the creative force of the Almighty God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth had been flooded. And the Spirit of God was moving on the face of the deep. One translation says, on the face of the waters. Nothing was happening. God said, and then it happened. Now, right there in the book of Hebrews, we find out that it was faith. He did it that way. Now, we can for by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them, obtained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. It wasn't nothing. It was something you can't see. It was faith. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. And listen to this. Because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven so that he did not glimpse of death. He was not found because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony, still on record, that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. There you have it. That's why we preach faith. It's impossible to please him without it. Now, let me paint another broad picture here. I like to call this going widescreen. You go back to Genesis 1. Now, when God spoke, Adam didn't hear that. Let them have dominion and so forth. The blessing of God was the first word any human ear ever heard. It started in the Garden of Eden with the blessing. Not a blessing, the blessing. Then, by covenant, it became the blessing of Abraham. And then we come on into the second covenant. And if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? So it's the blessing. It's impossible to please God without faith because that's the connection to the blessing. Revelation chapter 22, 7th verse. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Glory to God. Blessed. Verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, and they that have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Praise God. He that testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The end. And in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 came the blessing. Blessed is the one who reads this book. And as he was going out of sight, he blessed them. That's what this is about. God is a good God. He is a blessing God. He's been lied on by people that don't read enough. The 28th chapter of Deuteronomy gives the blessing of Abraham and the curse. But if you don't read the 27th, you have no idea what he's talking about. And people have argued about that and preached lying sermons out of it all this time. He's a blessing God. Blessed are they. All over the place. In the book of Isaiah. You know. I have wiped out your sins for my sake. And I was in a particular place one day where I needed to hear that. But I said, no, Lord, it's for my sake. No. He said, Kenneth, it's for my sake. He said, do you want to remember things? He said, I'll remember your sins no more. You want to remember ugly things about your children? I said, no, sir. Well, he said, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. So I blotted them out.
Amen.
For my sake. Now he said, you have a clean slate. Now, let's talk about this. He said, now you plead your case. This is a blessing book by a blessing God. But it takes faith to connect with him. It takes faith to walk in him, to believe and trust the fact that he is, and he is the rewarder of those who seek his face. And I learned from Brother Hagin, I've been redeemed from the curse of death. And a little before Christmas of the next year, we were debt free.
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 27th through the 29th. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
How could I ever have God's faith? Why did this not happen? Why did that happen? How do you use faith to move a mountain?
Join Kenneth Copeland as he sets the foundation for what faith is, how to move a mountain. 15 messages available on MP3 disc, DVD, or for download. Get the truth about faith Learn what it is and what it's not. Over 50 years of faith teaching collected in one place, simplified and accessible. Identify your faith. Develop it. Find out how it works and put it to work in your life, the way God set it up to operate. Whether you feel like you're well-versed in faith and how it works, or you've just been introduced to the concept, this Back to the Basics teaching will refocus your understanding and set you on the right track to moving the mountains in your life. You have enough faith to do whatever God has called you to do. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series entitled Faith Is, How to Move a Mountain on kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. Stand up and step into everything God has called you to do when you discover the power of living by faith. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Brother Copeland is teaching us that our covenant with God is a healing covenant, a prosperity covenant, a wellness covenant, a life covenant. God provided everything we need in our covenant with Him, and our faith is in the connection to that blessing. Now, to help you learn more about this faith connection, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift just for you. It is a teaching series by Brother Copeland called Faith Is, How to Move a Mountain. Use this to broaden your understanding of how to put faith into operation in everything you do. When challenges, problems, or pressures arise, turn to the spiritual creative force of God that's on the inside of you. Faith is our victory, and faith is our lifestyle. Request your free copy today on MP3 disc or as a digital download on kcm.org. Before we go today, I want to pray for you. With all that is going on in the world, you may feel hopeless. Father, according to your word in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, you are the God of our hope, and you fill us with all joy and peace in our believing so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We receive that today in Jesus' name. Now, if you need prayer for a specific area, call KCN's prayer line. Have one of our licensed trained prayer ministers pray in faith with you. Take hold of your covenant promises from God. Thank you for joining us today. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.